Are campaign finance limits too harsh?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, whose Reputation Defender service is designed to help businesses and professionals improve their search results. Learn more at Reputation.com.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The U.S. Supreme Court will return to the controversial issue of campaign finance. The court has decided to take up a case over caps on the total amount individuals can contribute to candidates or political parties. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark reports.
A conservative Alabama businessman named Sean McCutcheon is at the center of all this. In recent federal elections, he wanted to make larger contributions than is allowed under current limits. He and the Republican National Committee are asking the Supreme Court to consider lifting those limits on the grounds that they're unconstitutional. Bert Johnson, a professor of political science at Middlebury College, says if they win their case, the effects actually might not be that big on an individual level.
I don't think there's a tremendous number of people out there who are going to give in the aggregate over, $150,000 to campaigns or parties all told.
Johnson says what's at stake in this case is the fundamental principle of limiting direct campaign contributions from individuals in the first place. Congress first started limiting them right after the Watergate scandal, the idea being that if any one individual could contribute so much money to a candidate, that could have the effect of a bribe.
We were worried about corruption and the appearance of corruption in the 1970s, and the Supreme Court in 1976 said our worries are a good enough reason for us to limit the contributions to candidates and parties.
Now the Supreme Court might be changing that interpretation, and that could mean people could spend more money on their favorite candidates. I'm Chrissy Clark from Marketplace.